This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
DaBaby apologized after video circulated of the rapper striking a female fan in the face prior to his after-party concert in Tampa, Florida. Video shows DaBaby walking through the crowd when the female fan holds her cell phone with the flash on close to the rapper's face. He's then seen hitting the woman right in the face and leaving the venue without performing. Da Big Baby. Nick Wallenda survived Volcano Live, but ABC didn't in a ratings disaster. He successfully traversed the 1,800-foot-long tightrope stretched across the Masaya Volcano in Nicaragua, but viewers didn't tune in. In its 8 to 10 p.m. time slot, Volcano Live with Nick Wallenda ranked last among the Big Four broadcast networks. Now, if he had fallen in, ratings gold. Sorry. Before he was handed a 23-year prison sentence, Harvey Weinstein begged for a light sentence, telling the court he was going through hell on earth and was really trying to be a better person. Weinstein shares a cell with two other older gentlemen and follows the same schedule as others in Rikers. Shower, breakfast, followed by intense buggering with Bubba. Yep. Happy, Harvey? Jeopardy! And Wheel of Fortune will not tape in front of live audiences in the near term as the continued spread of coronavirus poses a risk to guests as well as to Jeopardy! Host Alex Trebek, who last year was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer and has been undergoing intensive radiation treatments. Was Trebek thinking, "Keep out, people, I have enough effing problems"? Kaley Cuoco is going to have a brand new roommate next month, her husband, Carl Cook. The actress, who's been living in New York City filming her upcoming HBO Max series, The Flight Attendant, said that she and Cook are moving into their first home together in April. Why not move in now? The house has been built, but they've yet to spend a night in it. Isn't it time for them to do the Big Bang? Meghan Trainor's father is improving after being struck by a car. "At first it was really, really scary," said Trainor, "but he's so much better, and the hardest thing for him is to stop moving. So we're like, just rest." And he's like, "Hate it." Trainor's dad was hit by a car on February 21st, crossing a busy street in LA. Luckily, her dear current husband was there to help him. Sorry. Meanwhile, while the music world's attention was focused on South by Southwest cancellation because of coronavirus, 8 dates on Justin Bieber's 45-date stadium tour were quietly scaled down to arena appearances. The 8 arenas posted notices on Twitter telling fans that the show has been moved due to unforeseen circumstances. You mean fear, right? Real Housewives of Atlanta star Kenya Moore says she confronted her husband about texting another woman before their split. "He kind of forced my hand," Moore said, explaining that she had heard from her publicist that she and her husband were separating and he was planning on making a statement behind her back. "Everything just happened so fast," Moore said. Yeah, imagine that. Idiots. Suicide Squad actor Jared Leto described his near-fatal fall, which occurred at Red Rock Canyon in Las Vegas. Leto tweeted, "Not to sound dramatic, but this is the day I nearly died. Took a pretty good fall climbing at Red Rock. Looked up and within seconds, the rope was being cut by the rock while I dangled some 600 feet in the air." Wow, lucky Leto. Tarek El Moussa is having a lot of fun with his new solo hosting gig on the HGTV show Flipping 101, which premiered last week. He said, quote, "I've worked with my co-host Christina for, I don't know, like 9 seasons now, so when I got the opportunity to go off on my own, I just really took advantage of it and I realized the opportunity," unquote. Plus, she's not your wife anymore. Post Malone interrupted a performance to tell fans he isn't using drugs after fans expressed concern for his health. "I'm not on drugs and I feel the best I've ever felt in my life," he said in Memphis, Tennessee. Video surfaced showing Malone apparently struggling to pick up a microphone, slurring his words, rolling his eyes, and falling. But he's not high. Right. Michael Strahan claimed that his ex-wife Jean Mobley is physically and emotionally abusing their two daughters. The former NFL star, whose public divorce from his second wife ended with him owing $15 million, alleges that his ex has not been taking their 15-year-old girls to court-ordered therapy sessions, volleyball games, and horseback riding events. No gap-tooth grin from him. TikTok restored a video of Lizzo in a swimsuit after the singer implied that the social media platform removed it because of her body. She called out TikTok in a video in which she got her hair done. During the video, a caption reads, "TikTok keeps taking down my videos with me in my bathing suits, but allows other videos with girls in their bathing suits." Well, she can relax. It's back up now. It's over for comedian Chris Rock and actress Meghalyn Echikunwoke after 4 years of dating. A source said that following the comedian's painful divorce from Malak Compton Rock after nearly 20 years of marriage, Chris just wasn't ready to settle down again. So after 4 years, he decided he didn't want to settle down. Couldn't he tell that after 1 year? Idiot. The trash bin. Nicki Minaj's husband is officially on the sex offender radar. Kenneth Zoo Petty was arrested last week after failing to register as a sex offender in California, where he now lives. Now, though, his name appears on the state's database alongside a new mugshot. In 1995, Kenneth was convicted of attempted first-degree rape in New York. Yep, loser.
The news wrap-up.
People are stealing hand sanitizer and face masks from doctors' offices as coronavirus fears rise. Google has told more than 100,000 North American employees to stay home during the outbreak. Stitch Fix shares are tanking as Wall Street fears it's reaching a saturation point. Amazon has started selling cashierless checkout technology to other retailers. So long, cashiers!
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Onward remains the most popular film.
The number one album.
Eternal, a take by Little Uzi Vert is the best-selling album.
The number one app.
Too bad, Minecraft, it's still Plague Incorporated.
The number one book.
The Splendid and the Vile by Eric Larson remains the best-selling nonfiction book for the second week.
Demi Lovato's career was written off a couple of years ago after she went off the wagon and was seen partying around LA with her pals and missing important business appointments. The singer got sober, though, and she's been doing great. And last month, she gave memorable performances at the Super Bowl and at the Grammy Awards. Lovato also recently opened up about her emotional conversation with her parents, telling them that she may end up with a woman. Lovato said, quote, "It was actually, like, emotional, but really beautiful," unquote. She said her parents after the talk were incredible and supportive. And now the best news of all is that Lovato is back with brand new music, and it's sounding awesome. Here's Demi Lovato with the song of the week, "I Love Me." That was vocalist Demi Lovato with the song of the week, I Love Me. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.